No such thing as coincidence. A Due South story. Written by Muse Garrod and read by Desiree Armfelt and Myfic. Summary. While working with Vecchio, a lonely Fraser puts a personal ad in the Chicago Tribune. Kowalski answers. Notes. This takes place in the second season, sometime after All the Queen's Horses. An ad in the Chicago Tribune. It was the case in medieval China that a woman would search for a lover by writing a poem on a lotus leaf and letting it float down a brook. If the fates allowed, the man who discovered the poem would then find the woman, and they would share a heart, a home, and a bed. There not being much in the way of small waterways in the greater Chicago area, certainly a leaf would be lost on the Chicago River, and not being much of a poet myself, I will instead copy the words of another and find a different means of getting this message to you. If you are the one, please look for me. I find myself growing increasingly lonesome here. Among the beautiful clouds, over the heavenly river, crosses the weaving maiden. A night of rendezvous across the autumn sky surpasses joy on earth. Moments of tender love and dream, so sad to leave the Magpie Bridge. Eternal love between us two shall withstand the time apart. Stranger in a Strange Land. P.O. Box 194, Chicago, Illinois, 60601.
Stranger. Hey, so I read your ad, and it was different than the usual I'm 5'10 and I like long walks on the beach kind of crap. So I'm writing back to you. I ain't no Prince Charming, but I guess I'm lonely too. And it seems better to be lonely together than lonely apart, you know? My ex probably wouldn't agree, but that's where the ex part comes in. Anyways, I want to look for you, but I got no idea where to start. I don't know what you look like or what you do or anything. Give a guy a hint? In the meantime, here's a poem I always kind of liked. A sharp silhouette in the ballroom door, a shadowy figure across the floor, a graceful movement away from the wall, a glance as she paused to survey the hall, and then she became a beautiful sight, a rose that blooms in the evening light. A glowing gardenia graced her tress, a garden of flowers grew on her dress. Such beauty and grace should inspire a chance, but I hesitated to ask her to dance, in fearing the thorns I might find that night on the rose that blooms in the evening light. No sweet scent of roses was ever sensed, nor petal caressed without risk commenced, so feeling the pain outweighed by the prize, looked into a beautiful pair of eyes, and asked to have the next dance, if I might, with the rose that blooms in the evening light. Champ. P.O. Box 2238, Chicago, Illinois, 60661.
To Champ. I mused over your comment about being lonely together for quite some time last night. It was most profound. I don't know that I've ever had that experience, but I'm certainly intrigued, and it does sound preferable to the alternative. The closest I've come to such a situation is the unenviable experience of caring about others far more than I was cared for in return. Not that I wish to complain. I simply want you to know that my experience in matters of romance is limited, at best. I apologize if my lack of specificity is frustrating to you. My purpose in using this roundabout method is to get to know someone before appearances can distract us from the truth in our hearts. Deleted section. It happens far too frequently, in my opinion. End of deleted section. To that end, I do not wish to say what I look like, but I can tell you that my profession involves helping people to the best of my ability. Thank you for sharing your poem with me. Stranger in a Strange Land.
Stranger. Shy, huh? I get that. If it helps, I ain't a supermodel or nothing. Just an ordinary-looking guy. And I don't care if you're ordinary-looking, too. I'm looking for someone who doesn't mind being with a working-class Joe. I can do the fancy thing for special occasions, and I clean up pretty good. I like giving little presents and stuff, and I'm not going to forget a birthday or anniversary. But from day to day, I'm more of a sports and beer kind of guy. I got a pretty dangerous job, and I don't work normal hours, so sometimes I just need to blow off steam or make like a couch potato. Speaking of jobs, you say yours is to help people. That don't really narrow it down much. You could be a doctor, or a cop, or a teacher, or a social worker, or a lawyer, or even an accountant for all I know. You gotta give me something to work with here, 'cause I want to find you. I do. I know all about loving someone too much, and it sucks. Right back, champ.
To Champ. Thank you for your honesty. It seems to be a remarkably rare commodity these days. I was relieved to read your description of yourself. As I am entirely average in appearance as well, I don't foresee an issue on that front. If it helps to narrow things down, I am not a doctor, teacher, or lawyer. In addition, I have a somewhat unusual animal companion. I was also quite pleased to find that you enjoy sports. I am fond of them myself. At this point, I'm not certain what it is that I'm truly looking for. Friendship, certainly. Romance, if possible. But I do not trust my own judgment in that realm. You must be patient with me if you wish to pursue a deeper relationship. Once bitten, twice shy, as they say. Before my letter turns unbearably maudlin, I should go. However, I would like you to know that you've already brightened my life. Now, when I go on a walk or am performing one of my more mundane duties, I look at the people passing in the street and wonder, could that be Champ or that? Stranger in a Strange Land.
Stranger. Oh, thank God. I mean, I like you, and I'd like you no matter what you did for a living. But I gotta say, thank freaking God that you are not a lawyer. I hate the bastards. Unusual animal companion, huh? I got one of those too, but I can't say I ever thought about her in those words before. At least, I think she's a she. It's kind of hard to tell. She's low maintenance, though, which is good, because I don't always know when I'm going to be around. So, besides walks and sports, what do you like to do when you're not helping people? And hey, I'm glad I could brighten your life. I'm like a ray of sunshine over here. But now you got me doing it. Only, most of the people I meet, I don't want them to be you. You know? Champ.
To Champ. Many lawyers are hard-working individuals who care deeply about what they do, protecting the innocent and trying to find the truth, so it may be premature to say that you hate all lawyers. However, since many lawyers are not as concerned with justice as they should be, I can certainly understand your position. In regards to your animal companion, I often find that a careful inspection of the genital area will generally help in identifying his or her gender, if that is something that concerns you. I'm quite fond of music, in addition to walks and sports, and I enjoy making things. I'm quite good with my hands. Does that help? Stranger in a Strange Land.
Stranger. Wow. I like you and all, but you're completely nutso. In a good way. Lawyers are either total slime bags, burnt-out public defenders with no self-respect, or so in love with their careers that they don't notice anyone else. If you've met a lawyer who cares deeply about what they do and gives a crap about the truth, you must be the luckiest woman in the world. Anna, you some kind of reptile expert or something? 'Cause I'm not just gonna sit there and stare at Sally's probably girl parts, even if I could find them. She deserves a little privacy, and I'm not that desperate. Yet. Human girl parts is a whole nother story, though. And I hope you don't mind me talking like this, but I figure we gotta be honest here. And sex is pretty important to me in a relationship-type situation. There would definitely be some staring at girl parts if I ever found you, and we ended up together that way, if you want that. I'm not a pervert or anything. Don't got no weird fetishes. But I ain't a prude, either. I'll try just about anything once. Guess that's it for now. Hope you're right back. Champ.
To Champ. My apologies for taking so long to reply to your last letter. I had a somewhat difficult week. Deleted section. Involving psychotic brothers and a poncho wired with a bomb. End of deleted section. That's not important. What is important is that it has taken more time than I wished to be resolved, and that was time I could not spend writing back to you. I hope you haven't taken my silence as fear or disapproval. While I might be nutso, I don't believe I am completely so, my respect for lawyers notwithstanding. Also, I am not a reptile expert per se, but I am fairly familiar with many of the major species of mammals in North America. Determining the gender of a mammal is significantly easier than sexing a reptile, so I understand your confusion. In case you were wondering, I'm not in the habit of spending any significant time staring at animals' genitals. In most cases, a quick glance will suffice. I'm sorry my advice was so useless. As for the remainder of your letter, yes, honesty is much preferred and appreciated. If it helps, I do not believe I have any particularly unusual desires either. I am uncertain about your preferences regarding frequency, but some kind of sexual contact on a fairly regular basis is part of what I'm looking for. So it sounds as though we would be well matched on that level as well. I have only one further thought on the matter. You say you'll try almost anything once. Does that include assignations with other men? Stranger in a Strange Land.
Stranger. Okay, so it's been a few days, but you totally threw me. I had to look up assignations in the dictionary, and kind of wigged out when I realized that you wanted to know if I'd do a guy. Which, at first, I thought, shit no. Then I thought, maybe you were into threesomes, which is kind of an unusual desire, whatever you say. Then I spent a whole day thinking that maybe you were married or already had a boyfriend or something, and you guys were looking to spice up your love life, which is cool and everything. But you've been talking about honesty, and leaving that out ain't honest. So, right now, I don't know. I really don't know why you're asking, either. But I guess I thought about it some. I never wanted to do a guy before, and looking around at the guys I know, I still don't. But I suppose if there was a guy that I clicked with, and who did it for me, and I trusted and stuff, I could maybe try it. Anyway, not sure if that's the answer you wanted, but that's what I got. Champ.
To Champ. You are quite possibly the most amazing man I've ever known, even if it is only through the written word. Even though I was in no fit state of mind when I wrote my last letter, you've been nothing but thoughtful and open-minded, and I hope that some day I can have half the courage you do. I am sorry that I was ever unclear about this point, but at present I have no spouse, boyfriend, or any other person with whom I share romantic liaisons. I'm entirely unencumbered. Additionally, I'm not remotely interested in having relations with a third person present. Two would be more than sufficient. Finally, the reason for my question is that, well, I'm a man. I apologize if I've misled you somehow. I'm not sure where you got the impression that I was not. I know this troubles you, but I hope we can maintain our correspondence, regardless of what else we might decide. What I mean is that even if you cannot imagine a relationship with another man, I dearly hope we can remain friends, at least. Your letters have come to mean so much to me. If you feel you cannot continue, however, I will certainly understand. Stranger in a strange land.
Stranger. What the hell do you take me for? I ain't no homophobe. I'm not gay either, but I'm not just gonna stop talking to you 'cause you are. At least I get why you wanted to talk to someone for a bit before you met them, though. It's hard to keep getting rejected when the other person doesn't even know you yet. Just that you're a guy, or have weird hair, or ugly glasses, or whatever. I don't know about the whole you-me romance thing now, but talking about it ain't gonna kill me. What do gay guys do about sex, anyway? From what I heard, it don't sound all that great, you know? And I don't know why I thought you were a chick. I guess I wanted you to be one, and assumed. Just like I assumed I was the only guy you were writing back to, but I'm probably being a dumbass. I bet 20 guys answered your ad, and you're probably writing to all of them about this stuff. Maybe one of them is gay, and you guys are going to run off to Canada and get married and have little gay babies. Champ.
To Champ, if what you've heard about homosexual intercourse is that it leads to having children, you've been sadly misinformed. Also, please allow me this one chance to set the record straight about a few other matters. While I did receive a few inquiries to my advertisement, yours was the only one that interested me enough to respond. You, Champ, are the only person I have been speaking to for the past several weeks, outside of my co-workers, and on much more intimate topics than I would normally approach in the workplace. In addition, I do not identify as a gay man. I'm bisexual, in the sense that I'm equally attracted to both men and women. That was why I did not specify a preferred gender in my ad. It makes little difference to me if my partner is male or female. That said, I have never yet engaged in intercourse with another man, so I cannot describe it for you from personal experience. In theory, however, homosexual lovemaking can take many forms, including frottage, mutual masturbation, oral stimulation, anal penetration, and intercrural intercourse, all of which could be experienced with a female partner as well. In fact, the only sexual act that two men cannot participate in together is vaginal intercourse, and I believe the loss is more than made up for by the existence of the prostate in men, which can be remarkably pleasurable if it is stimulated during intercourse. Stranger in a strange land.
Stranger. Jeez, my ears are burning over here. How do you do that when you sound like you swallowed a textbook? Hell, I had to pull my dictionary out again. If I'd known frottage was in there when I was in middle school, I'd have taken English a lot more seriously. Okay, so I get it now. You like guys and girls, but specifically you like me right now, 'cause you ain't talking to anyone else. And I'm guessing that you're kind of hoping that I'll change my mind about guys, because I'd want the same thing if I was talking to someone I really liked and they weren't into whatever I was. So let's give this thing a fair shake. How about we both go to a public place at the same time? I'll wander around, and if I find you, we'll go out once as buddies, and see how it goes, and if it leads to anything. If I can't find you, then maybe I'm not the guy you're looking for. Champ.
To Champ. That sounds like an admirable plan, and I am eagerly looking forward to the opportunity to finally meet you in person. Unfortunately, I came down with a mild case of amnesia the other day, and am still trying to find my footing, as it were. I will write again when I'm feeling more myself, because I can't expect you to find me if I cannot. Stranger in a strange land.
A mild case of amnesia? Champ.
To Champ. Once again, I find that I must apologize for an embarrassingly tardy letter, but it has been a trying couple of weeks. The details are unimportant. Suffice it to say that I find myself increasingly isolated and in desperate need of a friend, if nothing else. Will you come and find me now? Stranger in a strange land.
Stranger. What I'm about to say is probably the shittiest thing I could say in a whole history of saying shitty things. I know that I'm an asshole. You don't gotta tell me. But while you were gone, I started a new job and met this guy. And it's not like that, or maybe it is. I don't know. But maybe it could be. I mean, I never would have looked before, but we had talked about all that stuff, and so I looked a little, and I liked what I saw, and I kind of want to see if there's something there. So now I feel like if I find you, it won't be fair to him. I even asked him straight out if he thought I was attractive, and he said yes. So I gotta try. And I'm real sorry, stranger. I really am. But I know you'll find someone soon. Someone who cares about you and is always there for you. I'm sorry I can't be that guy, but you're important to me just the same. Thanks, Champ.
To Champ. I appreciate your concern, but there is no cause for worry. I believe I have met someone special as well. Yours, Stranger in a Strange Land.
Write me a letter. Wah, wah, me.
Years later, 63 miles from the nearest town in the Northwest Territories, Canada, Ray stares at the fire, deep in thought. Occasionally, he takes a sip of tea, but the mug has long since given up its warmth to the hands that cup it. Phrase, he asks finally, you ever had a pen pal? Fraser's eyes crinkle at the corners.
I did, once.
He glances over to see the flames picking out golden highlights in Ray's hair. You ever wonder if you should have...
No.
Fraser interrupts, smiling.
I'd know you anywhere, Champ. The end.
Write me a letter. Wap, wap, and me.
You can find a link to the text of this story at the Podfic post on AO3, as well as other stories by the author on AO3.